international law and international rules based order. And that is why at the next election, at the ballot box, we must prevent Dutton from coming into power. But we must also punish Albanese for his failure to take action against this genocide over the past 15 months. And that will mean voting for a party or a candidate who stands up for Palestine, who stands for our civil liberties, who stands against racism and dehumanisation. And so far, we only have a few independents on that ballot box and the Greens Party. So I'd now like to welcome our first speaker, Hannah Thomas. Hannah is the candidate for Grainler. She is running against Albanese, the Prime Minister of this country. She's a staunch activist and has been in support of the Palestine movement over the past 15 months. So please give a warm welcome to Hannah.
Thank you. I want to firstly acknowledge and pay respect to the true, rightful, and sovereign owners of the lands here, the Gadigal people. Their lands were violently stolen, and justice has never been served. We need to tell the truth about what happened in this country and commit ourselves to treaty, reparations, and land back. As Amal said, my name is Hannah. I'm a lawyer, a writer, an activist, an immigrant, and I'm running against the Prime Minister this election in Grainler, which is a progressive and kind electorate in the Inner West. I put my hand up because for month after month after month, we witnessed a genocide, an industrial scale, high-tech slaughter of Palestinians perpetrated by Israel with US backing, gleefully, shamelessly live-streamed for everyone to see. Tens of thousands of people killed at least. Countless parents have had to bury their children. Countless children have become orphaned. Journalists targeted and assassinated. Hospitals, mosques, and schools obliterated, cities in ruins. And there are very few people on this planet who individually possess the power to do something to restrain the Israeli war machine. But my local member, the Prime Minister, is one of them. But he refuses to take any real action. He refuses to sanction Israel. He refuses to expel the Israeli ambassador. He refuses to stop military exports to Israel. He refuses to even call what is a textbook case of genocide a genocide. He can't even utter a word of condemnation for Trump's blatantly violent, racist, and imperialist fantasies of taking over Gaza. Living in the electorate of a complicit, gutless prime minister was too much to bear, and that's why I'm running. A temporary, highly precarious ceasefire is in place now, but we know that Israel's violence will continue, as it has since the ceasefire came into effect back in January. We must not look away. Meanwhile, here in Australia, institution after institution is pathetically caving to the rabid Murdoch media, the pro-Israel lobby, and the far right. From the ARC's decision to strip Dr. Randa Abdulfattah of research funding, to Creative Australia's dumping of Khaled Sabsabi, and the NGA removing Palestinian flags from artworks. And of course, there's University Australia, who have adopted a definition of anti-Semitism that stifles criticism of Israel, literally shielding it from scrutiny and consequence as it commits atrocities. Now, it is not only legitimate, but it is absolutely necessary to criticize Israel's illegal occupation, genocide, and apartheid. Shame on Universities Australia. Shame on all institutions engaged in this McCarthyist crackdown. But there is hope at this moment. We have a federal election at our fingertips and a once-in-a-generation chance to hold Labor to account and keep Dutton out, because we know he would be even worse. To do that, we need to organize and we need to turn our rage into action. So get behind a local candidate who's taking a strong stance against genocide. Candidates like Senator Meereen Farooqi, who is up for re-election, She is one of the staunchest, most consistent voices of Palestine, and we need to get behind her. So tell everyone you know, tell your communities that they must not vote for the major parties. Before I finish, I want to express my solidarity with Palestinians here and everyone who has loved ones in Palestine during Ramadan. Nothing inspires me more than the courage of the Palestinian people and their unbreakable resistance after years of terror at the hands of the genocidal apartheid state of Israel and its Western supporters. The Palestinians have stared down one of the most barbaric military forces in history, and they've proved that it is no match for the spirit of a people fighting for their homeland. Palestine will be free. Thank you.